goodsuccess.com. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege to learn at your feet again today. Thank you because you have planned to reveal to us the fail-proof system of your kingdom, the secrets you have put in your word to make sure we can always walk in the path of success. And we ask today that, Lord, let nobody return back the same way. Show us that secret we've been waiting to know all our lives. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. The topic is how to never fail again. Unveiling the three-dimensional fail-proof success system of the kingdom. So today we are back to the episode that we started 3 weeks ago, and this is the third part of the episode. It says, how to never fail again, unveiling the three-dimensional fail-proof success system of the kingdom. We started 3 weeks ago and we've mentioned a couple of things, and we've learned a lot of things about success, how to actually fail-proof your success. What does fail-proof mean? It means the kind of success they cannot fail, to live a life where you really do not fail. Jesus is our example. The Bible wants us to pattern our lives after Jesus. That is why he came as our worthy and perfect example. Jesus did not fail in any area of life. And that is why we can actually rest being assured that we can also live that kind of life. Yes, the Bible says a righteous man falls 7 times, but he rises up again. And that means that victory is guaranteed, that no matter how many times you may face challenges, no matter how many times you are tempted, God promises that you will always rise above them all. Praise God. The scripture we've been looking at has been Luke 5:52, and that talks about the life of Jesus. And it says, Jesus increased in wisdom. Increased, that means he began to grow and grow and grow in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and men. It's not only with God that increased in favor with. God had to put the place of men there. Remember that scripture that talks about giving, that give and it shall be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaking together, shall men give to your bosom. There's a path of success that's not just dependent on what you do, but on what others do to your life. It doesn't matter how hard you've worked or how much of wisdom you have. If you don't have people loving what you do, the person is still going to fail. May none of us fail in the name of Jesus. So favor is that part where other people are actually involved to grant you the success you so much desire. God smiles on you and he makes people answer to you. What is favor? Favor is the turning of the heart of men to men by God. I was listening to Koza Pastor and he was talking about favor. He said somebody defined favor like this. That's, imagine if a lot of people are looking at a particular resource or provision and they're like, hey, let's say for example rice. This rice is not enough for all of us. And because it's not enough for all of us, we are 10, so only you should come and take it. He said that is favor. Favor is when God turns the heart of men to other men so as to prosper those people. The Bible says in Proverbs 21:1 that the heart of the king is in the hand of God and he turns it to wherever he wants. When God turns the heart of men, the heart of kings to you, success is sure. Somebody will say, what about hard work? What about wisdom? What about all these other things we've mentioned and discussed? The truth is this. Wisdom and stature. Remember last week we mentioned stature as that responsibility of yours, that responsibility of mine, that thing we need to do, that you and I need to do to actually achieve the success we've been waiting for. That is the stature part, like the discipline, prayer part, all the things you need to do, diligence, making sure you show up at work at the right time and doing it the way it should be done. That is the stature part. That is your core responsibility. Nobody will do it for you. God will not do it for you. It's just you and I that have to do that part of success. That has a second dimension. If it is not there and you have favor and you have wisdom, success is still not in view. I remember here, we are not talking about the kind of life where you just can feed your family and you're just okay. You can build a house, you can have a car, and then you are okay. Not the average life. We are talking about the exceptionally successful life. It requires favor. It doesn't matter how much hard work you put in. It doesn't matter how much of wisdom you have. In fact, at least we saw the example in the Bible that wisdom doesn't automatically translate to success. Favor is the third part. Favor is often the missing part in people's life. If you have wisdom, if you are strong in stature, as we defined stature before, you will not live in poverty. That is guaranteed. However, if you want to go beyond the average life, you want to go to the exceptionally successful life, favor is the third part of the equation that must not be missing in your life and in my life. So apart from the lack of wisdom and stature, that is personal responsibility, the main cause of an average life or mediocre life is the lack of favor with God and men. Now, come to think of it, you know a lot of people, I know a lot of people who are really good. Don't you know a lot of pastors that they are struggling to even bring like 100 people to their church or 50 people to their church, and the church has been there for years upon years? It's not like they don't teach the word of God. It's not like they are not diligent for most of them. But this part is just the missing part, favor. See the disciples in Acts. He said, these people, when they gathered together, he said, they had favor. So this is actually the part. If Jesus needed favor, the disciples needed favor, who are you and I not to seek favor intentionally? Because that is always the difference. Now look at it. See, if you want to become a celebrity in quotes in any area of life, favor is the part that you need, that I need. Normal success, normal average success is achievable, very achievable. But if you're talking about the exceptional life, favor is what is required. Favor is what makes men become celebrities. Okay, for example, all the people we know, whether in the music world, in art world, in business world, any area, even in ministry, favor is what makes a difference. It's not always what they do, so to say. It is just God that favors them. So how do we access this favor that we are talking about? What makes favor different? Now, this is what makes favor different. In the three dimensions we mentioned, this is what makes favor different. Other things, it majorly depends on you. Wisdom, fear God. The Bible says wisdom will come. Have more knowledge. You will begin to have discernment. You know what to do. You know what not to do. If you read the Bible enough, you will have wisdom. You will know what to do. You will know what not to do. And you begin to take steps to do it because you are filled with the Holy Spirit. The same thing with stature. Stature is purely your responsibility. It's purely the part that talks about my own responsibility. So, what makes favor different? Favor is different because it is almost 100% dependent on what other people do to you. Yes, there are some things that will make you earn favor with God, earn favor with men, but eventually it's up to those men, it's up to God to actually grant that favor. That is where it's different. You can't determine whether somebody will favor you. No, it's not possible. You can do all the things that can make them favor you, but you can't determine whether they will now eventually decide to favor you or me or not. You can't. I can't. God is the one who turns their hearts. So what are the things we can actually do to increase our favor level? Because for every stage of life, for every accomplishment we want to have in life, we need to increase in favor. Remember, Jesus was increasing in favor with both God and men. That means for you and I, this is what it means for you and I. For every phase of life we want to get to, we need to increase our level of wisdom, we need to increase our level of stature, and we need to increase our level of favor. So that means if I want to get to the 100 million level or a million level, I need to have enough favor with God and men to bring me to that level. And to stay there, I need to maintain that level of favor. If I want to get to the realm of hundreds of millions, then I need to be able to earn that favor with men. The Bible says in Psalm 5 verse 12 that, "For thou, Lord, we bless the righteous with favor you compassing as with a shield. righteousness also earns you and I favor. If I walk in righteousness, I will earn a level of favor. The Bible says God, so it's still dependent on God. But if I walk in righteousness, then I will earn it, and then God will surround me with favor as with a shield. How do we grow in favor? Fear God. Fear God. Just begin to walk in the fear of God. Check the Bible. Everybody who walked in the fear of God also enjoyed favor with God and with men. See Joseph, for example. Joseph feared God. He even still respected his master, and he did not step on the shoes of his master. He did not step on his toes. He did what was right. Say, because I fear God, I'm not going to sleep with my master's wife. And God began to raise his life with favor. So if you and I want to enjoy that level of favor, we need to walk in the fear of God. Of course, Jesus is the fear of God personified. He walked in the fear of God. David feared God. He feared God to the extent that he only caught the robe of the king when the king was chased. The king was going to kill him. Normally, the king has become his enemy. He was supposed to kill the king because for some reason, all the servants of the king were sleeping. The king was also sleeping. And yet he went there, managed to cut off the robe of the king just to show him that, see, I had a chance to kill you. Normally, there should be nothing wrong with what he did. But he said, wait, it is the anointed of God I went to touch, and cut his robe. And he was struck in his heart. And he began to say, oh no, I shouldn't have done that. That means favor is dependent on the fear of God. And God deals him with favor, unusual favor, because of that fear of God. Why I mention that is because he feared God to the extent that even cutting the robe of the king that was his enemy, that wanted to come and kill him, made him remorseful. He feared God. He was always trying to take the right step, even when he was convicted of sin. Psalm 51 showed us everything he did. He covered himself in sackcloth. So David feared God, and his life was full of favor. How do we increase our level of favor? We've mentioned the fear of God. Then the next thing is, we should seek and promote the kingdom of God. That is how exactly we can also increase in favor. The Bible talks about those who favor the dust of Jerusalem. That means if you begin to seek the things of the kingdom, Jesus even went to the extent that the disciples, just to show them the efficacy of this thing, said when they go out to preach, they should not think anything, that they will enjoy unusual favor. They went out there preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and then they came back. They lacked nothing. He asked them, when I asked you to go out, did you lack anything? He said nothing. He said, see, I've just shown you that if you seek my kingdom, if you promote my kingdom, you enjoy favor. Promoting the kingdom of God by the way of giving, by the way of sowing seed, by all that, you and I can increase our level of favor with God and men. This thing is totally spiritual. I don't care what other people in the world feel, but it is totally spiritual. You can't naturally control it. No. God is the one who controls the level of favor. But there are things we need to do, just like any other covenant in the kingdom. There are things that you and I need to do to increase our level of favor. What else do we need to do? Pray. Just like any other thing in the kingdom that we can pray for, you can also pray for favor. I think about 2 months or 3 months ago, I started praying about favor. When I was listening to Apostle Joshua Selman, he was mentioning, I think, the man that founded TBN, the Trinity Broadcasting Network. He said the man said when he was going into ministry, he prayed for things. I think he asked for wisdom, he asked for favor. And he said, God, favor. And he said he started praying for favor for like a month. And of course, you can know that man is favored. So you can pray for favor. Favor is just asking God that, God, I have wisdom. I've done what it takes to have wisdom. I'm walking in wisdom. I'm doing what is right to do. I have your fear. And I'm diligent. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do at the right time. I'm taking the right steps. I'm doing the right thing. I'm programming. I'm planning. I'm doing all these normal things that lead to success. However, I want to seek the attention of the heart of men. I want the heart of men to be turned towards me. That is what you need to pray about. God, I need favor. Favor with men. Favor with God. Favor with you. Favor with men. So when we pray for it, it happens. Let me tell you the truth. I've done programs before. Like, I wanted to do a training then, like several years ago. I did what you can call the best kind of banner or flyer. I went out, I did everything that should be done. Guess what? I didn't get one student. Like one. So painful. I didn't get one student, and I did everything I think I should do. I think I even did Facebook ad. One student I didn't get. My business, I also did the same thing, nothing. And when I started enjoying favor, everything started changing. Even without doing adverts, I'm getting people. Without doing adverts, people come to me by themselves. So favor makes a lot of difference. If you look at your life today, check, is there any area of my life that it looks like I'm not getting favor, even to be married? Sometimes, do you know how many women are in the world? And yet a man can be out there looking for women everywhere, not finding any. The same thing for women. There are several men out there, good men, nice men, wonderful men. However, none seems to even be looking at your side. They don't even want to see your attention. In fact, they are seeing a different version of you. So we need to make sure that we pray. You may have to go into like sessions of deliverance and all these things. If you see that maybe your life in any area, it may not just be every part of their life. It may just be one part of someone's life that is devoid of favor. One part of someone's life that you can see some form of lack of favor just operating there. If you're experiencing a lot of delay in a particular area, or you're not just seeing success in that area, then you may want to check the level of favor. God, what is happening here? You pray, you fast, and break that yoke of darkness. Another thing the Bible talks to us about on how we can increase our favor level is increasing in understanding. The Bible says, a good understanding procures favor. That means if I increase my level of understanding of the Word of God, understanding of different things in life, then I can increase in my level of favor. Increasing the understanding of words. Understanding of the difference in times and seasons. Time and seasons. We've done an episode on that. You can just please refresh and just go through it. If you and I will decide to increase in our understanding of the Word of God, you can just naturally increase your level of favor. Because now you know what to do, you know what not to do. So understanding of the difference in times and seasons can determine favor. For example, if you are doing the right thing at the wrong time, or you are doing the wrong thing at the right time, the person will be devoid of favor. Because there are people positioned in different places in life. Somebody says, I think it's Bishop Oyedepo that said it, that people are in different levels, that men are in places, something like that. So there are different people positioned at different times of your life. If you don't know the difference in these people, the person will begin to miss a lot of opportunities that is supposed to maximize. For example, if somebody is supposed to get married to a man, and the person sees that man as his brother, no matter what that man says, say, no, you're just my brother, you're my friend. Or you just see the person as an employee, when that person is supposed to be husband, or vice versa. You think somebody is supposed to be your staff, when that person is supposed to be your wife. So the person just doesn't understand the difference in people. That's the next thing. Difference in people, difference in times and seasons. There's a time to start a business. For example, maybe God gave you this wonderful idea about starting a business, and then you waited and waited and waited, and you did not start. And by the time you want to start, there are like 50 people who have already started, and they've known them everywhere. Man, it's going to take a wonderful power of God to give you that edge again, because you are supposed to be the first, the pioneer, the one in that place. It's just like somebody trying to become Amazon's competitor in the e-commerce for almost everything. I mean, the person is going to try a lot. But do you know how many people may have the same idea at the same time, but somebody started it? So you and I want to understand the difference in times and seasons so that we can maximize favor in our lives. Then you want to understand the difference in people. Like they normally say, the person is supposed to be your help. Some people will think because somebody is just an house help, or maybe somebody is a nobody in quotes, there is nothing special about the person. So you just assume that, now why should I treat him specially? Let me treat him shabbily. However, you don't know that this person is related to somebody who is related to somebody who is related to the president. You don't know. The person lacks favor in their life, but God can use them to bring you to that place of honor. See the life of Joseph, for example. Joseph was in prison. The king did not know Joseph, but the king needed the butler to get out first so that he can talk about Joseph. So there are people like that. The butler was just like a maid in the house. It was just a servant, nothing special. It was not the advisor of the king. However, when there was a major issue, it was the butler, who was supposed to be a nobody, who spoke for Joseph, and Joseph entered his destiny. So that person you are looking down on, you think has nothing to do with your life, may just be the one who is going to speak about you where your matter actually matters, if you can put it that way. So we tie with difference in times and seasons, difference in people, and difference in places. We must know that places are different from each other. For example, if you go to the presidential or the governor's office and you don't know how they behave there, the person may end up behind bars because you don't know the difference that in that place there's a way you behave. For example, if somebody is in the court of law and you are making noise, the person may end up in jail for not stealing, for not killing, for not murdering, but just for making noise. The judge, by the power conferred on him, can just send the person to jail. Say, put him in jail for 1 day, and the person becomes an ex-convict for just staying in jail. Even for 1 hour, the person has become an ex-convict. It's not about the length of time. So understanding the difference in places can determine favor. For example, let's look at Joseph. Joseph was in a place that had the full presence of God. He said angels were ascending and descending. He said God was in this place and I didn't know it. So we must know the difference in places. Some people are in the wrong church. Some people are in the right church, but they don't know that that is supposed to be the right church. They are supposed to go extra mile, maximize all the blessings in that church. But they just feel, I'm just in church, I'm just staying in church. There's nothing, there's no big deal, there's no special thing about it. So the person may just be missing out on all the blessings that God has for him because he's treating a place like other places. So if you want to grow in favor, like we've said before, pray. Yes, you can pray for God to make you enjoy favor. Of course, the fear of God will qualify you for favor. God surrounds the righteous with favor like a shield. And then seek and promote the kingdom of God, which is even more important. It will naturally put you in the place of favor. I can tell you categorically, the changes in my life from the time we started engaging in rigorous soul winning endeavors in a church, from 2015 till now, my life was stagnated a lot, but I can say I achieved many more things, maybe a million things in my life, more than ever before, when we started engaging in practically and actively seeking the kingdom of God. And then we've talked about today the three-dimensional fail-proof success of the kingdom. And the third one, which we talked about today, is grow in favor with God and men. Growth, continuous growth in favor. And we define favor as the turning of the heart of men to men by God. When God turns the heart of men to you, people have needs. People always have needs. Go and meet a billionaire, he still has needs. Needs in billions. Needs to grow, needs to expand, needs to pay people in billions. You think he doesn't have needs? His needs are a million times more than your own. But for that man to look at you and give you 1 naira, man, it takes favor. It takes the favor of God, for God turning his heart towards you. Now, somebody is saying, I just need 500 to eat or 200 to eat. And yet, the same moment, somebody passed by him and went to the next eatery and spent 20k just to eat the food he won't even finish and he doesn't like. Favor. But when you have favor, that man can look at you and say, you know what? I'm giving you a car. I'm giving you a house. People have enjoyed this so much. Free house, free car. By people that there's really nothing they did for this person, but that person just looked at them and favored them. That is the place of favor. And what is biblical success not? As we wrap up today, it is not magic. Remember, it can be explained and you don't just stumble on it. It doesn't happen by chance, but it happens by, number one, wisdom. It happens by stature, growth in stature, the responsibilities that you and I have to take. And then finally, it happens by favor with both God and men. And it is characterized by peace and joy. Peace and joy. The Bible says the kingdom of God is not in eating and drinking, but in peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. If you check your life, if I check my life, if you have accomplished anything, if you have done anything, you want to check This thing, am I fulfilled? Is there joy of God in me? This money I just made, is there joy of God in me? This job I've just started, is there joy of God in me? Every success given by God will always be characterized by joy and peace. If you lose your joy, if you lose your peace, you want to check again. God, what am I not doing right? Or what am I not doing right enough? So we've come to the end of this series, the three-dimensional fearful success system of the kingdom. And please don't forget it, wisdom. When you want to do anything, when you want to engage in any endeavor, you want to check and say, what is the wisdom I need to engage with? What do I need to know? What is the discernment I need to have here? And what do I need to do? That is the place of wisdom. Secondly, you want to say about stature. What do I need to do? Discipline, all the steps I need to take. How hard do I need to work? What is the time that I need to take? What is the plan? What is the program? These are the things you and I want to secondly check. And then thirdly, you want to begin to seek God for favor. Favor with God and men. Remember, as we wrap up now, that wisdom and stature can bring you a good life. Even a successful life. A beyond average life. But when we are talking about an exceptional life, a celebrity kind of life, where you really, really stand out and people cannot gainsay or say anything against your success, then you need a third-dimensional success system of the kingdom, which is favor with God and men. Praise the Lord. We have come to the end of the series today and the end of the episode. If anybody has a question, you can ask. If you have a comment, if you have been blessed over these past 3 weeks, please can also quickly share in one moment. Praise God.
Good evening, sir. Good evening from this side.
Good to hear your voice.
Happy birthday, sir. Good evening, everyone.
Yes, thank we should have said.
Thank you, too, for this wonderful session. Okay, so a question just popped in my head now. The part where you explained about praying for favor.
Yes.
So just to have more insight, gaining more understanding on how to pray for favor. But at the same time, is it scriptural? I don't know.
Okay.
Is there a scriptural reference or backing? Just for more understanding, so I don't get to misunderstand the use of praying for favor.
Okay, sure. Thank you so much. Okay, so if you go to Isaiah 60, it says, "Arise, shine, for your light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Then for behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee," that's favor, "and his glory shall be seen upon thee," that's favor. It says, "Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising," that's favor. If you read the rest of that Isaiah 60, talking about what people will do to you, what people will bring for you, how people will help you up, is talking about the favor. So now, generally speaking, in the kingdom of God, everything God has promised you, if you have done what is required of you, if, for example, you are walking in righteousness, you are seeking the kingdom of God, you are doing all these things, right? If you don't see the favor, then you can pray. It is a general rule about anything that has to do with God. If, for example, God promised you success, he said, "Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you." Now you are seeking the kingdom, you are doing everything that should be done, and then you are not seeing the results. Then you can pray and destroy every power of darkness that may be hindering that blessing from coming. Paul said, "A great and effectual door has been opened unto me, but there are many adversaries." There are always adversaries when it comes to you enjoying that blessing. So if you have done everything that is required of you by God, fear of God, kingdom seeking, done all those things, and you still don't see that favor actively working, then you can engage in prayer and fasting to break that yoke and decree the favor of God. If, for example, you want to go into any endeavor, you want to do any business, for example, why do you do marketing? For people to see and to favor what you're doing. That is it. Remember when we talked about the reason why people really fail and how to avoid it? I think about 4 weeks ago when we talked about being seen, that the real reason why people fail is because they are not seen. It's another word for favor. Why is it that 10 people engage in the same business and only one person seems to be seen by everybody. Favor. So if you're a child of God and you're in that business and they are not seeing you and you're walking in righteousness, then engage your weapon of prayer to break all those yokes and ask God that, God, I need favor in this area. There was another man that asked for favor in the Bible. I think, is he Abimelech was his name, the servant of Abraham, when he was going to get a wife for Isaac. He asked for favor and he said, God, as I'm going, let me enjoy favor. Enjoy favor and speed. Favor and speed works together. That's why Papa Bishop Oyedepo normally says that nothing gives you speed like favor. So favor grants speed. So if you don't see speed, if you are seeing delay, if all these things are happening, it could just be that favor is not happening. That's why somebody can just be eating when it's supposed to be seen. So you can definitely pray for it. The only thing is that you naturally don't need to pray for it. If you are doing all the things that are required, if you are seeking the kingdom of God, you fear God. But if peradventure you are doing all these things and you still don't see the result, then you can pray for it. It's just like when the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added. Naturally, you are not supposed to ask God for bread and butter, right? But if you don't see it and you are doing what is required, then you can ask. And that's why we normally still have time of personal supplication in church, because there are some things that for some reason you just don't know why it's there. So most times it's actually a matter of spiritual warfare for you to break all those powers hindering those things from coming. I hope my answers helped a little.
It really has. Thank you very much.
All right, thank God. Okay, so our time is well spent, and I want to also thank you, and I'm happy to see you all today. I want to thank God for a wonderful episode again. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege to learn at your feet again today. Thank you for the grace to see the three ways by which we can actually have the exceptional life. I pray for every one of us today. Lord, in a few years from now, when we are talking again, let it be that nobody here will be lacking the exceptional life. Nobody will be living an average life, but exceptional life that is purely fueled by wisdom, by stature, and by favor with you, our God, and with men. In Jesus' name, I decree that from today, everyone listening to this episode, begin to enjoy high favor from God. In the name of Jesus, whatever you have been doing, you have been struggling with your business, your career, your life, your marital life, whatever area, you have done everything that is required, but you are still not seeing the result you expect. I decree today that the favor of God will begin to distinguish you and I. The favor of God will begin to separate you. The favor of God will begin to give you and I the exceptional life. May you enjoy divine favor from today. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Okay, we've had a wonderful time today. See you next week when we'll be unveiling another episode or series, as God will have us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful week ahead. Favor-filled week, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining.
The good success.com.